all and welcome to Desire the Realist Philosopher. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So in this video, I would like to discuss a recent interaction between Andrew Wilson and Female Destiny. And this Female Destiny, it goes by the name of Not So Erudite. And she's not erudite at all. She's a moron. She has the same argumentation style as Destiny, just talk really fast, constantly ship the goalposts, try to introduce completely irrelevant topics into the discussion to derail them, and basically muddy the waters as much as she possibly can, all the while making implications that she's a genius and her debate opponent is a moron. While really, she's the moron. But I didn't comment on it because it's like 8 hours. I'm sorry, I don't have time for this. I have to work. I'm in poor health. I have little enough free time as it is to do any of the things I'd like to do. So I have to really be efficient with my time and how I apply my energies to. And I'm not going to be reviewing an 8-hour live stream, okay? But there were some snippets, and I found this one to be interesting. So let's just jump right into it, shall we? By the way, before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already. And if you're liking what you see, what you hear, please leave a super chat. I could really, really use your help. Donation would be great. Any amount is greatly appreciated. If you like what I do and would like me to continue doing it and continue to be able doing it. Anyhow, on that note, let's take a listen to him in this noxious broad.
Okay, so when we're talking about the issue of secularism.
Yeah.
Or not secularism, I'm sorry, liberalism.
Wait.
Liberalism is what we're discussing here. We'll pull back up on the notes since we went.
By the way, look at the notes she has. So Andrew has like a little tiny notebook. And she's got like this big, giant novel book, friggin' just a notebook. You know, she's so scatterbrained. She's so unable to recall the things she supposedly knows so much about. She needs an entire notebook full of notes. Wow. Okay.
Down that whole train of nonsense.
It's not nonsense. It's like foundational philosophy, Phil 101.
Which she doesn't know anything about.
Unreally, it's kind of important.
You're
and
right.
You like to weaponize it for your dumb audience against mean people to like innocent OnlyFans girls to be like, see, their belief system isn't justified. And it's like, no one says
name
it
a single time
level.
When I've done that.
Every time you were on the show.
Yeah, so give me, do you have one?
Gross generalization. She can't give specifics, right?
When you debate any secular person, when you debated Charlie, when you debate Destiny, when you debated Naima, when you debated Zeno, when you debated like, et cetera,
no,
et cetera.
No, my argument is
more generalization. She doesn't give any actual specific incidences, of course, because she can't.
Actually, usually go, that your belief system's unjustifiable.
No, that's a dire thing.
So, yeah, Female Destiny.
Like your
I do,
beliefs are unjustifiable.
I do the opposite.
I guarantee you this broad has sat in front of a mirror and practiced Destiny's argumentation style. I guarantee you he's taught her. I guarantee you that he has given her pointers, told her how to argue. I guarantee you she sat for hours on end studying and attempting to emulate Destiny style and breaking it down and trying to replicate it. I guarantee it.
I start at the end. I just say if it's the case that it's just preferences, then you have absolutely no criticism for me imposing mine.
Most secular people, if they're good on philosophy, wouldn't say, well, it's not just preferences, right? It's some mixture of like we use, if they're utilitarian, they would use utiles.
These are all preferences.
That's just preferences. What are you talking about? I have a preference for utilitarianism. I use utilitarian arguments because I prefer them. She's so stupid already. She's an idiot. Why are you talking to this broad?
Not really. These
yeah,
are like,
really.
There's no more preferences than you preferring God.
That's my point.
But then all of this is empty.
That's right.
So your arguments
so then you
are...
Would have,
wait, but then you have to grant that your arguments are just as empty as theirs.
If that's the case, then you would have...
But that's your worldview, sweetheart.
No room to criticize me for imposing my preferences.
Sure we could, because then we could just use reason and logic and evidence of what...
Because reason and logic are not preferences and how we apply them. It doesn't have to do with our preferences. What are you talking about? By the way, are you arguing that somehow logic and reason exist separate of human mind to employ them? Is that what you're arguing? Oh, boy.
Seems to benefit people.
Your preferences versus my preferences.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to assume that I prefer that people are well, that people experience less harm, right? And I think that's a reasonable preference.
Why?
What's harm? Could you define harm? That the problem with, she's one of these harm reductionist idiots. We got to reduce harm. Harm is bad. Bad harm. Reduce harm. Well, who gets to decide what is and is not harm? Isn't that subjective? I mean, there is such a thing as objective harm, but that ain't what she's talking about, man. What are you talking about exactly, honey? Could you define harm, what you mean by harm?
To have, because I want it.
Then it's perfectly reasonable for me to say no.
I didn't say it's unreasonable.
Then there's nothing to argue
because
there.
You're in...
Didn't you just say it was unreasonable when you said that it's we can employ logic and reason? And then you just said, well, it's all about whether or not I want it. Okay. So it isn't. So logic and reason don't negate his point that from your own worldview, it's just all preference based. Right. Okay. I see.
Insisting that they're unjustifiable while you are. And I'm saying, no, you're all unjustifiable, but both are actually reasonable.
But you're also unjustifiable. You idiot.
Can have your Christian preferences, but as a Christian, I'm fighting you and saying...
She's not a Christian, by the way. She LARPs as one, right? She thinks it'll make her immune to some forms of criticism, right? Yeah.
I'm one of you!
No, you're not.
Actually, your preferences are icky and bad for the faith. Don't do it.
Got
also,
it.
Jesus wasn't political, so you're
Got
kind
it.
Of going against what Jesus taught.
So
Jesus not... Okay, so see, she just rambles on and says stuff. First of all, if you're not political, that doesn't mean you're teaching people to be not political. I don't understand what you're talking about. You didn't teach people to be anti-political. You're just claiming, and I'm not saying that he was or wasn't. I'm not an expert on Jesus, but just because it's like if I'm not discussing something, does that mean I'm teaching against it? What the hell is she talking about? She just rambles on and on. And if you call her on her crap, she'll just pivot and shift the goalposts, change the argument, and that's not really what I said. I meant something else. And this is my actual argument of this, so I'm right.
So bad to do.
Okay, so then back to this, when we're talking about liberalism and the system of liberalism, and you're appealing to consensus, right? If the consensus is that they want to kill every third baby, which is...
Yeah, what's this consensus crap anyway? You mean just pure democracy? Boy.
It's part of their preferences, man. And they assume that it's fine. You can't actually critique that.
Of course you can. We do it all the time.
With what?
I don't understand. If everything is just preference based. And by the way, she doesn't believe in any of objective morality. How exactly can you say that one person's preference is better than another person's preference? I don't get it. And this is her worldview. I don't agree with her worldview. There's obviously objective morality. I could discuss it ad infinitum, but that's not what I'm here to do. I'm talking about her worldview.
You could use utilitarianism, and you could say...
So, school of philosophical thought. I see. Mm-hmm. To argue your preferences. That's a... Oh, my God. She's so dumb.
Actually killing babies is bad because it makes a worse world. It harms that specific baby. It probably also harms the mother, which would actually decrease the amount of flourishing and increase the amount of harm, which is why I think it would be bad to do. That's what a...
Yeah, but all those things, that when you say amount of harm, that's subjective. Number one. Number two, you don't believe in objective moral truth. So if you don't believe in objective moral truth, then how is it bad? If there's no objective moral truth, then how is, unaliving, say, babies bad? How can you say it's bad? How can you make any kind of moral arguments or justifications when it's all relative, right? It's just preference based.
utilitarian could say.
And then
what? But philosophy is a tool of the mind to better understand reality. Okay, so I'm using a tool of my mind, analyze, look at reality. How does that make it not a preference? What the hell are you talking about? What? Oh my God, female destiny. Oh my God.
Say, but you would say that that
God doesn't like it when you kill babies unless he orders you to do it, like in
right.
the Amalekites.
And which one of you is right?
Well, we would have to fight. I mean, the issue is like,
yeah,
we have to assume
right.
at the
We'd
end of the level.
Fight, right?
Yeah, and I would go, I think my argument's more reasonable. I wouldn't say my argument's more justified.
She believes that logic and reason are, via special pleading argument, a fallacy, exempt from her argument that everything is moral, relativistically moral. That there's no such thing as moral absolutes or objective truth. Well, then how are logic and reason exempt from that? Then wouldn't they be relativistic and not able to find objective truth either? If objective truth isn't real, why would utilitarianism be able to find that which doesn't exist to begin with? What is she talking about?
Viable at a foundational level. This is what you do. You try to say, my beliefs are foundationally justified and yours are not, which is why I'm reasonable and you're not. It's like, that's not true.
Actually, I do the opposite.
That's what you're doing, honey.
Opposite.
No, you
I start at the end
the
of the argument and say, I agree with you. It's all preferences.
Just because the chronology of how you get there is different, it doesn't change that this is the tactic that you typically utilize when you debate people. No,
listen, I'm doing this.
Starting at the end and starting at the beginning are two completely different ways of reasoning. They're not the same at all. The chronology of where you start actually does change things. You're just too stupid to see that.
Same thing with you. We're at the end now.
Yeah, you're like, I start at the end and I walk people all the way back to the foundational axioms.
I'm just asking
you
this.
And then I go, see how silly this.
By her own worldview, there are no foundational axioms. There are no self-evident truths in the world because objective truth doesn't exist. It's all relative. So what the hell are you talking about, honey?
I'm not silly, and I'm saying you're just as unjustified.
I'm just asking you a single question here.
Yeah,
which is that
reason and logic.
Is consensus when you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. Reason and logic don't bypass your foundational premise that there is no objective truth and morality is relative. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know if I can get through this. This is rough, man. This is rough. It's going to get rougher, by the way.
Consensus. That's how you want things to be.
So consensus. So ad populum. So lots of people believe something. So that's what makes it right. So kind of like a might makes right in a way argument. Since if the overwhelming number of people believe a thing and push for a thing, then they're right. Right. Hmm. Sounds like your typical postmodernist.
Right?
Well, no, this is not an ought. Like, a consensus isn't an ought. I think it's the best system that's arrived so far.
So when I...
That is an ought. What are you talking about? You're saying it ought to be consensus-based. What the hell are you talking about? You're saying that consensus is the best way to arrive at a conclusion, ideas. That's an ought! Are you... You're saying this is how things ought to be? That's a prescription. It's an ought. What are you talking about? Do you just talk to talk, honey? Blather, 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 blather. Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant something else. Oh, so I'm right. Blather, blather, blather. Oh, that's not what I meant. No, no, no. You misunderstood me. Misrepresent me. Blather, blather, blather. What? Oh, God.
We can make up a better one.
So when I asked you earlier, this is...
We can make up a better one. It's just all made up anyway, right? So what does it matter? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's an ought, and you said yes. That's not the case?
Well, there's a second part to what I was saying, I believe, at the time.
Oh, wait a second. Not you're calling me. Oh, wait, yeah, I did say it was an ought. But no, see, she's doing it right here. Oh, see, there's a second part, you see. I'm going to shift the goalpost now, and I'm going to say that I said something I didn't say, or I meant something I didn't say, or see, you know, I'm going to, oh, no, that's not what I meant. There's something else that I meant, and I'm going to make another argument now, and then, you know, you can't disprove that, or it's a better argument anyway, and I'm right. All she cares about is winning. The perception that she's right, even though she ain't.
No, I asked you, is consensus how we ought do, how Christians ought do things? You said yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You by the way, I watched this earlier in the debate. We're not seeing it here, but she did say it was. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That's what destiny does. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No.
I specifically wrote it down.
If I did, I didn't mean it.
You didn't?
No, I...
What? Oh, God. She doesn't care. This is just a joke to her, right? Oh, I didn't mean it. What? Do you take anything seriously, sweetheart? No, she... Oh, my God. Oh, I'm supposed to take you seriously when you don't take this debate seriously. Okay.
I should have clarified. What do you actually want to ask here?
Yeah, so I want to just ask.
Oh, I didn't really mean that. Or if I said that, I didn't mean it. So every time I say something that is wrong and incorrect, and then I contradict myself. Oh, well, no, I didn't mean it. Oh, okay, I didn't mean it. Look at that shit. S. Eaton grin on her face. She's just, oh, yeah, I got you. This woman. Oh, my, well, child, really.
Ask you about consensus. So... If they want to kill every third baby,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
I would oppose this.
Yeah, but why would they...
Why would you oppose it? Morality is relative. Would you care? You would oppose it, why? Because it goes against your preferences, right? Why do you have that preference?
They'd be actually wrong.
I would, for example, I would, in the case of a pagan, I would probably...
It reduces harm! Oh, now she's going to steal me on other people's positions. Well, if I was a pagan... No, but are you a pagan? No. Then why are you answering as a pagan? She's buying time, right? It's a type of filibustering. She is given an answer, but not the answer he asked for. She's steel-manning another person's position. She needs some room to maneuver so she can think up a better response. If she can think up a better response, I don't think she can.
Appeal to their own moral system. I think that most people, for example, I believe you probably believe this too, that God gives us.
Now she's steel manning him. Right. Can you tell us what you think?
Conscious, right? He like puts a spirit inside of us.
Another destiny tactic. Answer the question that wasn't asked. Or steel man another person's position. Or give another person's position. Or try to represent your opponent's position who asked you the freaking question. But God forbid you give your own position.
God's meta.
Then you might be able to hold me to task. Oh, I can't have that. I gotta look like I won something.
Ethical system emerges naturally out of us, right? So, like, what?
Ethical system emerges naturally out of us. What the hell are you talking about? Oh my God! Oh, you're arguing for biological determinism now, sweetheart. Are you saying that there is that? Wait. What she just said argues for some kind of objective moral truth. Because now she's arguing it naturally. Ethical system naturally arises out of us. Well, if it naturally arises, then is it a construct? Or does it come from evolutionary biology, psychology? Is it biologically determined? Well, is there something objective about that? It's tied to something objective, right? Biology, right? I mean, what is this? She's all over the place. That's the whole point, right? Yeah, that's what Destiny does. He makes like 12 different arguments. He just says all this crap. And then there's so much being spewed out. It's like a semi-gish gallop in a way. And she's spewing so much crap. That's what is she talking about? She's all over the place. It's difficult to lock onto one particular point, one particular argument. Makes it more difficult to address the things she's saying because she's saying so much. And by the time you're ready to address anything, she's already moved on.
What I would do, for example, is I would probably, first of all, try to examine that pagan's belief system. And I would be like, do you actually think killing babies is okay? Right? I would actually morally question.
Didn't he ask you that? Now she's steel manning imaginary pagans and interrogating them. No, just answer the question.
And one of the issues is that this is unobservable. We can't truly know whether somebody thinks something is wrong or right. But I think the knowledge...
Sure we can. We can ask them and they can tell us. Are they telling the truth? We've got to assume they are, right? Unless we have proof otherwise. Okay? I mean, what do you mean we can't know? can look at their actions. Oy, this broad...
Knowledge of wrong or right is really important. Kind of biblical, one might even...
But you said that there's a wrong and right are totally, completely relativistic. How can we have knowledge of a thing that doesn't exist, that's completely, totally, 100% relative and just preference-based? It's all a construct! Doesn't exist, objectively! There's no truth, no facts! Okay.
Say. So I would question whether or not they know it's wrong or right, and then I would appeal to...
Based on what? What's your metric for wrong or right? What system? Where are you drawing your perception of what is wrong or right from? Oh, Jesus Christ. You see what I mean? All over the place.
Things like state, so like civic ethics, for example. It doesn't work very well in nations to kill every third baby. You're just reducing your population.
More utilitarianistic arguments. Okay, more pragmatism. Yeah, all right. So what's your point, honey? It doesn't work very well. The Aztecs did it for a while. Did it for a long time.
Actually, the mothers don't like it. Usually the fathers don't like it. It doesn't seem to have any good outcome. In fact, most of the reasons why people in the past killed babies was to satisfy some sun god. And we would go, that's not an overly reasonable argument. It's probably more reasonable to say we shouldn't kill babies. That seems more reasonable. So I could appeal to them with...
But why not? By the way, I know why not, but she don't know why not. By her own worldview.
And their own worldview of secularism or their own worldview of paganism.
Sure, and yeah. They say...
She didn't answer the question, by the way.
Fuck you, we don't care.
Are they in my state?
No.
They're
in
another country?
Yeah, I'm just asking why they're wrong, why they're doing something wrong.
Why they're doing something wrong
to me? Yeah, why is that wrong, yeah.
Because I think it's...
No, he didn't ask if they were doing something wrong to you. We're talking about babies. Are you a baby? Oh, my God.
Immoral to kill babies.
Why?
Because I think God doesn't like you to kill babies unless he orders it, like in the Malachi.
Because you assumed that.
I assumed God, yep.
You assumed it. And so they assume...
Well, I'm assuming God, yeah.
So they assume not God.
Yep.
And so they come to you and say, well, you're just assuming this anyway.
And I would say, so are you.
And then they would say, good, we're going to go back to killing babies. And the problem...
Well, how do you decide who's right or wrong in this kind of situation? I mean, when you have to apply force? So it's just a might makes right kind of argument. Hi-ya!
But that is what
I'd say. I'm going to use my language and quill to convince you that you're wrong and that there's a more compelling and better way to live. And I'm going to appeal to the spirit that I think God puts into all of us to try to pull out of you the fact that murder is actually really bad.
That's I see. So yeah. If a Christian...
Based on what? Just pure utilitarianistic... way of looking at things? But wait, what makes that lens of utilitarianism valid? By your own worldview? Oh, nothing. I just prefer it. That's his argument! You're literally making this argument for him! She's so dumb, she doesn't get it. She thinks she's arguing against him. She's actually arguing for him. Oh, my God.
Nationalist does that within a liberal system. They're not doing anything wrong.
So you guys can try to compel people to Christianity, but my issue isn't Christian.
No, we can compel ourselves to the will of the state. Why not? What's wrong with that?
Sorry.
I don't know what you're saying right now. If Christians take over the entire state, rewrite the entirety of the Constitution within your liberal framework.
They can in the liberal framework, but as a Christian, I think that they're being unchristian by doing so.
Yeah, but who cares? You're just assuming it.
I don't understand. How is it unchristian to push for Christian ethics? A nation that was founded by pretty much all Christians, and every state had its own religion, and the whole church-state separation nonsense was merely just a compromise, but states are allowed to have their own state religions. I don't know what she's talking about. How is that unchristian? I don't get it. Christian gets into power, gets into office, and can't push for Christian ethics? And they represent a largely Christian... district, state, seems pretty in line with your liberal values to me. Your idea of consensus. Consensus is the best way to, come to conclusions about what's right or wrong. I don't know how that works, but okay. It's actually a terrible way. Then why? Under your own framework, it's perfectly okay.
God cares, and I'm assuming that we're all
Christians. Yeah, but I assume God doesn't care.
I.
By the way, I would. Where in the Bible does it say that there's some separation between church and state? Why would God care? And in the affirmative of her argument, how does she know that? She just assumes that.
Would question your Christian theology.
Oh, well, why? Because I just assumed it.
Scripture. Do you think that like logic, reason, evidence, scripture doesn't exist outside of like foundations?
It doesn't matter. What matters is what I...
Logic, evidence, but you don't believe these things because there's no such... What are you talking about? They don't exist. Oh, they exist. What do you mean they exist? Yes, but how valid are they? They're not valid at all from your own worldview. From your worldview, everything is relative. There is no objective truth. Morality is relative, so everything's relative. So it's a perception as reality kind of take on things. So what do you mean? It doesn't matter. Does it exist, really? I don't know.
How would scripture not matter when I'm talking to
because
fellow Christians?
Because I just assume things.
Sweetheart, do you understand that he's just steelmanning your own worldview? Does she get that? I don't know that she gets that.
Well, no, you don't just assume things.
Why not?
Oh, you're equivocating again.
No, he's not equivocating, you dummy. He's not misrepresenting words to mean a thing they don't mean. She doesn't really even know what equivocation means. She's very stupid. Does she have followers? Is it because she's okay looking? She's not a bad looking broad, I guess, but she's not my cup of tea, that's for sure, and she's definitely over 35. She's an old one, that's for sure. A lot of makeup there. What is that, a zit on her forehead? Change your makeup, honey. Your skincare routine. Oh, boy. But is that why she's able to get away with this kind of stuff or think she can or because she has in the past? I don't know, man.
So what
How
you're doing,
am I equivocating?
Because you're saying assuming at a foundational. So when I say assume, I mean at a foundational axiomatic level. Yeah. That is not the same thing
My
as assuming.
My axiom is that I'm always right. About everything. Why can't it be an axiom?
Because it's not tautological.
Tautology. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. But it wouldn't matter because tautologies also ain't valid. Because everything is relative and there's no objective truth. So tautology wouldn't be true either. You moron!
I'm right because I'm right. That's a tautology.
Yeah. Now you're now I can go, oh, I don't think that's justified. And then I would prove you wrong.
How you can't prove him wrong. Not based on your own worldview, you can't. You can prove him wrong using his worldview, but not yours. Because wrong and right don't exist. You're so stupid.
Okay, but who cares? You just said nothing's justified.
Sorry, are we just doing like nihilism warp tour? Nobody should care.
Wow, nihilism warped toward, you don't know the words you're saying. You don't know anything. Wow, look at her. She's so dumb.
You care about, you granted me that even at Christianity, you granted me that your worldview is just as unimportant. So how do you make people?
Unverifiable, I think, is the words you were looking for. Invalid as yours. Yeah, based on your view, not his. He's steel man in your worldview, dummy.
Because that makes my point, actually.
So your hands case, off. You're like, none of it matters. My system is just as unjustifiable.
If it is the case,
I
at least understand what you're saying. So great. If it's the case,
took if it's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Let him get it.
It took 2 hours and 15 minutes to understand me. Maybe you're not very good at understanding. Or maybe you're not very good at helping others understand your positions, honey. You see, the sign of intelligence is not to explain things with a lot of gobbledygook and complex words and to present things in as complex a way as possible. The actual sign of intelligence is to be able to break things down to such an extent that even a monkey could understand it. If he doesn't understand your point of view, your worldview, it's more likely because you're not very good at explaining it because you lack intelligence.
It's the case that we're just assuming the worldview at a foundational level, and it's an axiom I'm right because I'm right, now we have a tautology, then there's actually no good reason for me not to assume that I'm just right about reforming liberalism after my own image.
So reason can be, it includes things like inductive and deductive logic. This is the stuff that we build off of our axioms, right?
Can.
Doesn't matter. Because reason itself would be completely, totally relativistic and open to interpretation, because there is no objective truth. There are no objective truths. And that would include reason. Well, you know, I want to have a special pleading argument to have an out so I can be right. Even though at the same time, I argue that nobody can be right. Except me.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. That's what all philosophical systems are.
What do you mean we? You're not a philosopher, honey. You're a dummy, okay? Let's get that straight right now. You're not even smart enough to explain things in a way that an intelligent person can understand, let alone a monkey, okay? So give me a break.
That's what you do. That's what I do.
Well, that's an assumption.
Just because people do a thing doesn't mean it's right. What are you talking about? By the way, a lot of people don't do things that way, i.e. reason and logic. So what are you talking about? She's acting as if that's commonplace. There we go with the laugh. Yeah, performative. Yeah. Mocking. Performative mockery, just like Destiny.
Crazy.
Because okay. Foundationally, you're assuming it, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right, Andrew. Everything doesn't matter anything at all. And in fact, everything that you say doesn't matter. And none of your systems are justified. And it's all just arbitrary and silly.
So then if that's
what you're saying, too.
That's your argument as well. So how can you sit there and say that you have some way of finding truth when there isn't any?
By your view, yeah.
No. You granted my view. You said, I'll grant you Agrippa's
trilemma. Yeah.
But that would, this is our view now, baby.
Agrippa's trilemma? Oh, no. Oh, no. No. Come on. No. Let's not go down that road, that rabbit hole, please. Yeah, I know what this is. And yeah, I studied it when I was very young. It's like, this is like philosophy 101 crap. Agrippa's trilemma. Oh, my God. Everything's either a circular argument or leads to infinite regress, or is just dogmatic and axiomatic in nature. And so all arguments fall into these three categories. So there are no true or factual statements. And, everything is false and there's no way to verify truth claims. Oh, my God. It's like, what's the point then? Well, that's only if you assume Agrippa's trilemma is true. If you don't, then it doesn't really matter. What's the point? By the way, if you cannot verify truth claims, then Agrippa's trilemma is self-refuting. Oh, well, this is so dumb. Pie-in-the-sky, nonsensical philosophy, application as such. I prefer to use philosophy for useful, practical purposes, which is why I created my own school of philosophy, practical realism, which is geared towards solving real-world problems, not just intellectually masturbating on Agrippa's trilemma. Just total bullshit. It's so stupid. It's dumb. It's a total complete waste of time. And maybe it could be used in some ways as a helpful thought experiment or something. You're really low level in your thinking, but enough. Let's continue. I don't want to discuss Agrippa's trilemma no more. Don't get me freaking started. This shit is so stupid. What's the point? Well, if it's true, then nothing's true, including this. So what the hell? All right.
You said you're joining me. You're in the Agrippa's trilemma acceptance state, okay?
In fact, then.
No. You're dumb. You're just dumb. Dumb people like Agrippa's trilemma. Because it puts them in this zone where nothing's true and can't prove any fact claims. Well, you can't really hold my feet to the fire then, can you? Because you can't prove any claim is true. But you see, I have a special tool. I got reason and logic. So see, I am just as exempt from being able to prove my truth claims as you. I'm a little closer to being able to prove truth than you, because I use logic and reason. Which Agrippa's trilemma disproves. What do we do doing here? All right. Oh, boy.
If that's
so
the case.
So you're just as arbitrary and just as stupid, and we can't assume anything.
So if that.
Yeah, he's just as stupid as you. Andrew ain't as smart as people make him out to be, but he's definitely not as stupid as you are, honey.
That's the case.
So we shouldn't talk about anything. Why are we here?
Exactly.
Let each other finish, please.
So I just want to know.
Well, every truth claim you make has something foundationally believe it beneath it that supports the claim being made. You make X claim. Well, beneath X claim is another claim. And beneath that is a claim that supports what supports that claim. And then that claim supports the next claim. That this just, it's an infinite regress. Yeah, okay, so what? So I got to know the first foundation. It's impossible, of course. I can't go back in time. We're going to infinitely regress back to the beginning of the universe to find the first foundational truth that starts the chain that leads to the truth claim I'm making now. It's like, oh, doesn't God fall into that category as well, sweetheart? The God you're claiming exists? Infinite regress. Well, if God's real, who made God? It's a yeah. Good question, by the way. Kalam cosmological argument. But anyway, I mean, what are we doing here? It's pointless.
You're in my world. How are you solving that?
What would the argument?
Oh, yeah, your world. Relativistic world. Your lazy brain world. You can't make truth claims.
What now is the argument for me to impose Christian nationalism?
Well, let me ask that to you. What's your argument for it?
Because I want to.
You're just assuming that.
Because I want to.
Yeah, but that you're just assuming.
That it's a tautology,
that doesn't
so I'm
make
supposed
it right.
to.
That doesn't make it
exactly.
right.
Exactly. So it's fine to do.
Yeah, you look up a corpus trilemma. It's so dumb. It's just so dumb. What this trilemma proposes is that there's only three real ways to form an argument and find truth. So, you know, like you're either going to read some kind of circular argument or some kind of infinite regress or some kind of axiomatic argument, right? Uh-huh. Okay. And?
So why are you saying that it's an ought statement?
Wait a second. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, so why is it an ought statement?
Because I want it to be, because I assume it.
Okay, so your system is wholly unjustifiable. There's no reason why Christians should do it. They're just like moving on vibes.
And there's no reason for Christians not to do it.
Okay.
Right?
I believe in I'm a foundationalist, so I believe in...
Oh my God, making shit up again. Okay, sweetheart, you're a foundationalist, whatever that means.
You assume your foundations can't be justified.
Everyone assumes foundations. You've already granted me this.
Then if that's the case, then...
So have you! Through Agrippa's trilemma, you've done that! And your axiomatic foundational claims of evident truth are disproved by Agrippa's trilemma. Why are you even talking about it? It's self-refuting!
Who cares what your foundation is?
Because in philosophy, we typically ground foundations to some extent.
We don't do anything in philosophy. I don't know what you do with philosophy, but...
Okay, Mr.
Yeah, I don't know either. And you're not a philosopher, honey. I know she thinks she is, but she's really dumb.
Philosopher in any level of respected philosophy...
Which you don't study or practice.
We assume...
Which respected philosopher?
Assume? I don't make assumptions. What the hell are you talking about?
Aristotle,
Plato.
No, Aristotle was not a big fan of this stuff. Okay, I don't know what she's talking about. She's trying to flex. Oh, well, you know, my worldview is supported by Aristotle. Socrates was not a proponent of this dreck. Wrong.
What are some modern ones that I can think
what
of?
What did Socrates...
Heidegger.
Socrates assumed that you couldn't justify anything?
Well, no. What we do is we...
Oh, she's all over the place. Well, no, sort of. And then she's going to shift. You're going to do an argument shift here.
Grant assumptions, because we understand...
So she just completely dodged his question. Who's we? You see what she did? She just completely avoided his question. And now she's moved on to a completely, totally different question that he didn't ask.
And that at a foundational level, they're all unjustified.
All you did.
So how are you any more right than him? Why are you even here debating for your worldview? None of them are justifiable. You've said so. So why are you trying to justify them? And you call him the nihilist?
It was destroy the possibility for there to be objective morality. That's it.
Nope. Because I think.
Yes. Yes.
And God exists.
Yeah, but you just assume.
You think God exists. Why? No truth claims. There's no facts. There's no objective truth. Why would you assume that? Just because it's my preference. That's what he said in the first place. Why are you arguing with him? You agree. Oh, God.
It.
So, but non-Christians also assume that he doesn't exist.
Yeah, so then if they have an anti-moral realist position.
By the way, I don't assume that. I love these claims she makes. This is another thing. This allows you to just claim things you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what I think. I didn't assume he doesn't exist.
I would use logic and reason to compel them as to why I'm correct.
Okay.
See, I told you. I haven't watched this. I'm going to have an aneurysm here. Sweetheart, logic and reason are not exempt from your whole Agrippa trilemma crap. They're included in it. It's everything. Every form of argumentation falls into these three categories. What are you talking about? I don't care what logic and reason, inductive, deductive, reductive, it all falls into it. It doesn't matter. If you believe Agrippa's trilemma is true, then it's refuting everything you're saying. It doesn't matter if you use logic or reason. It's irrelevant. Oh, my God. Why am I doing this to myself? Oh, Jesus.
Let's assume for a second I'm a moral anti-realist.
Mm-hmm.
Moral anti-realist. Oh, boy. Here we go. He's doing some more steel manning. It should be good.
Logic and reason to compel me when you tell me that your whole worldview is just assumed.
Sorry. You really love that assumed word. Can you rephrase that in a way?
It's your word! What do you mean he loves? That's your word. It's the entirety of your argument. You keep bringing up this Agrippa's trilemma crap. Intrinsic within Agrippa's trilemma is assume, because you can't prove anything is factually true. All truth claims cannot be justified under Agrippa's trilemma. Can't be justified. Not with logic, not with reason. So you have to assume. Yeah, he doesn't love it. God.
That's coherent.
That was coherent, but I'll do it again.
It was coherent, but it is another destiny trick, right? To throw out these, it's incoherent. No, it's not. But I say it is. It's a little linguistic trick, right? Tell people how they should perceive something, and then the weak-minded perceive it that way, right? Especially if they're biased to do so. If there's, for example, they say, let's say they're fans of hers or not fans of Andrew. God.
Yeah. Let's assume it wasn't.
Foundationally.
Let's assume.
I'm a moral anti-realist.
Okay.
Your moral foundations are assumed.
Mm-hmm.
And not justified.
And I was.
You already said they were, honey. You already said they were. And you already said you're a proponent of Agrippa's trilemma. So you've already said that.
Say, how do you solve Agrippa's trilemma?
No. You told me.
You don't solve it. Ignore it. It's stupid. It's so stupid.
The moral anti-realist that.
Yeah, and then the anti-realist goes, well, your opinions are just assumed, right? And I go, yeah, how do you solve Agrippa's
trilemma?
Why
would they need to?
Why are you talking like you're not exactly what you're saying someone would do? That's you. Oh, jeez. Another destiny trick. Argue from the point of another person that is actually your point of view. But represented as somebody else. as if you're steel manning them and not just yourself.
So they're anti-realist.
So even
you just destroyed the possibility for objective morality. Everybody.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No, even subjectivists fail Agrippa's trilemma. They fail by infinite regression.
Okay, again, who cares?
You forgot about that one, didn't you?
That doesn't.
Why are you laughing as if you got some kind of own? Nobody gives a crap. You're stupid.
It hurt my argument.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If I'm an anti-realist, a moral anti-realist, I say there are no moral facts. And that is...
By the way, she's also said that.
Completely and totally in line with Agrippa's trilemma.
So Agrippa's trilemma would say, how do you solve for infinite regression?
Why would I need to?
Because it's a fallacy.
So thinking's a fallacy?
No, infinite regression's a fallacy.
Okay, but everything's going to reduce to an infinite regress, right?
So what comes before thinking?
Well, that would be transcendentals would come before thinking.
Okay, what comes before that?
Well, we would make the justification of God, right?
So you're assuming, so no, secular anti-realists would not
about
assume God.
You.
No, not me.
You don't assume God.
Notice she, by the way, won't let herself be pinned down by telling you what she herself actually believes. It's all hypotheticals, shifting of goalposts, steel manning herself as others, and arguing for others and other people and other belief systems, and even arguing for Andrew, constantly muddying the waters, but never does she actually tell you what she believes. Not point blank, not specifically. No, because if I did, then you'd be able to hold my feet to the fire and, I can't have that. You'd be able to call me on my BS.
God?
I do assume God,
so
but we were talking about moral
anti-realism.
Andrew, respectfully, should probably, I don't think you're ready for this conversation.
This is a dodge. I don't think you're ready for it. I'm too smart for you. I think this conversation is too advanced for you. Are she for real? Oh, my God.
I'm having a good time with this.
This is just a way for her to try and get out of this conversation. She's doing crappy. She knows she's doing crappy. So she's trying to get out of it. We shouldn't have this conversation anymore. Not because I'm losing. I'm looking like an idiot. Because I don't think you're ready for it. Another destiny type of move. Weasley crap.
One. Okay. I just want to make sure that me, the moral
Laugh, giggle, try to make light. Yeah.
Anti-realist, right? That you are telling me that objective morality is real, right?
Mm-hmm. And okay. I would use reason and logic and argument.
But you're a proponent of Agrippa's trilemma. Why are you saying objective morality is real?
Argumentation, and I would build off of my foundational axioms. Uh-huh. That
foundational axioms within Agrippa's trilemma are just assumed. It's like a tautology. All right.
Good faith moral anti-realist would just grant me. So they'd be like, well, why do you believe God?
Well, good faith, just grant me. I'm just going to grant you, even though you argue for Agrippa's trilemma. But I'm just going to grant you.
God. And I'm like, I just assume him. And they're like, okay, well, I can't really contend with that. It's just assumed. And then I build my entire case for why I think morals are objective, because I think God instilled them outside of us and that they are in every person. And I say, you can see this in the universal ways.
You can see that in universal ways in how the universe presents itself to us. So objective truths and facts that are self-evident, even though I don't believe in that. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
Morals consistently emerge. We see this trajectory.
Morals consistently emerge. Uh-huh. What does that mean? So just say stuff that I don't know what it means, right? And then it gives me some breathing room so that I can think up an explanation later on, or I'll just shift the goalpost again to something completely, totally different.
Of humankind moving towards greater and greater moral systems, right?
Greater and greater moral systems. like secular humanism. It's all based on like harm principles. Totally completely subjective, by the way.
Free speech and respecting one another and treating.
What's so great about free speech, by the way? I don't think you should be able to say anything you want. I mean, I think it would depend on your position. If you're just some goofball on the street, on a street corner, yeah, say whatever you want. If you were a teacher in a school, no. Even free speech has limits, sweetheart. By the way, there's some speech not necessarily a good thing. What about the harm principle? Well, if this free speech does harm that outweighs the good, no, you're infringing on free speech. That's an absolute. Absolute, wait. Talking about, you mean absolute truth, which you don't believe in? Because you're a proponent of a corpus trilemma? Oh, boy.
Treating other one kindly. And what you'll notice, most importantly, is not only are those morals...
She likes to do all the gesticulating as well, just like Destiny. Yeah. All distractions. Yeah.
Objective, but they're the Christian ones, because God is real. My God specifically is real. That's how I would do that argumentation.
Okay.
How can you argue your God is real? I mean, what's your justification? Well, truth claims can't be justified because they reduce to infinite regression, circular arguments, or axiomatic claims. And they're all unjustified, including Agrippa's dilemma. But saying that makes me sound smart, I think. So I keep saying it. Agrippa's dilemma, Agrippa's dilemma, blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
So are there moral facts?
So here's Andrew Wilson's wife commenting. I love watching Kylie giggle as though she's winning. She's winning without realizing she's just destroyed her own position. Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Are there moral facts? And she says yes. But why? Because I believe there are. Why? Because everything is assumed. And if I assume it, that makes it true because everything that can be assumed is true. Except what you think, Andrew, because it doesn't fall into my preferences. Woo! Okay!
And are they just assumed?
At a foundational level.
Okay, so then any moral fact...
At all levels. All truth claims. Not just foundationally. You moron, you. You pinhead, you. You idiot with your really bad nose job.
Facts that I assume at a foundational level are equivalent to any moral facts you assume at a foundational level?
No, not equivalent. I didn't say that.
I have logic and reason, which are also unjustifiable, according to Agrippa's trilemma.
These are all equivocal.
What would make them different?
My.
Stop saying equivocal. You mean equivalent, but you do not understand language because you're a postmodernist pinhead. You use language as a weapon, but you don't use it very well. No, you mean equivalent. And yeah, they would be equivalent under your worldview. But my views are better. Your views are not equivalent to mine. Mine are better because I have deductive and inductive and reductive reasoning and all those other fancy reasonings. Yeah.
Use of inductive and deductive logic is...
I called it! I am the prognosticator of all prognosticators, show. I am the philosopher king. This broad is a lowly peasant compared to me. Give me a break, lady. I called you. So easy, well, because I've got reason, my reason. So Andrew doesn't have reason? I don't think he has reason. What's your justification for that belief?
Better, I use better reason, I have more evidence for my claim.
What do you mean better? Well, that's better. Define better. Who says your reason and logic is better? It ain't, by the way. Who says, me? Yeah, why is that true? Because I assume it. Well, he does the same thing. What makes your logic of reason and your conclusions better than his? Because I use it better. Well, but says who? Not me. as I say so. You're making his argument for him then. And mine. It's so subjective. In your opinion. No. I used the word my logic. You see? So, I have a special pleading, fallacious argument, get out of jail free card.
Better, hang on, what does better mean here?
Better means like more coherent, more consistent. Like,
yeah, but why is that?
Wait, but just did you say it? It's another destiny move, because I say it. Because I say it, it's true. I say it emphatically. I don't just say it. I say it with emphasis, yo. What is this?
Because it seems to produce better thinking. It seems to...
What do you mean seems? She just says things. It seems to be better, so it's better. That's the Gruppus Trilemma. That's a tautological argument. It seems to be better because it seems to be better. You're using the Gruppus Trilemma, you idiot! You just assume!
That's a tautology.
Yes.
It's better because it's better.
Yeah, tautologies. Yeah. Welcome to philosophy,
Andrew. Yeah,
so
then I just want to make sure.
Oh, welcome. You welcome me, 20? I read you like an open book, sweetheart. You don't understand philosophy at all. You're a pinhead. You just memorized this crap to try and seem smart, but you don't have the slightest inkling of understanding of how this shit works. You're so freaking stupid. You and your white teeth. Look at the white teeth. My teeth are white. And they're all even. I have no gaps. Look at how I present myself so beautifully. Whoa-ho-ho! Listen to me. With emphasis.
So you're just going to endlessly be in a case of infinite regress and tautology?
Sweet of you. I appreciate that.
And then there's no moral facts, or just assume?
Just let me...
More energy drinks. That's the last thing she needs, man. More Red Bull.
Pour my energy drink that, okay. Brian, respectfully, and then we'll get back into you really struggling with philosophy.
Oh, I'm having a...
Oh, he's really struggling, yeah. No, you're really struggling to explain yourself because you're too stupid to make yourself understandable. Because you're so incoherent. This is a destiny move. I'm incoherent. I cannot explain myself in a way that even an intelligent person can understand. But I'm going to imply and come out right and say, no. It's not me. It's you. George Costanza move. George Costanza school of philosophy. It's not me. It's you.
I'm having a struggle. That's true.
You are.
Idiot.
This has been very difficult for me. I agree.
I mean, hey, you've at least accepted the reality that your beliefs are just as unjustified as everyone else that you mock, which is
you as well. So that means your beliefs are also equally unjustified or unequivocal, as you said, erroneously, because you don't understand words. Maybe you should have studied some English literature instead of trying to just read books of philosophy that you don't understand.
Great.
So might makes right.
No.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it. Why wouldn't it?
Wow, I love the way she laughs and mocks, and instead of actually giving an answer. Yeah. By the way, didn't I say that earlier? Yes, I did.
Because of things like coercive power versus legitimate authority.
Who cares about?
Whoa! Coercive power versus legitimate authority. What makes authority legitimate? Those all just subjective and assumed. King has a son that's a prince. Why should he have power? What's that based in? What's that grounded in? What objective truth does that actually have? Infinite regress, circular arguments. Lady, what legitimate authority? Coercive power versus legitimate authority. She just says words. It's just word vomit. It doesn't mean anything. Haven't you figured that out yet? Same with destiny.
Not that shit. You're just assuming it.
No. So, again,
just at its foundation.
Why are you saying no? You are. But you are just assuming it. Why? Why is the world full of people so stupid? Why do I have to be surrounded by people so much dumber than me? Why, God? Why? Oh, Jesus. All right.
Whatever arguments you have,
do you think
assumed.
All of this around me just doesn't exist because I'm assuming it?
Okay, honey, that chair is there. Yeah, it exists. It's a chair, but how do you justify it? Right? But you see, that's the problem with the whole Gruppus Trilemma crap. Objective reality, yo.
Wait. Material things?
Yeah.
Is philosophy material?
Yeah, it can be.
How?
What? Oh no, oh no, oh no. Just this is another destiny move. Just say the exact opposite of what your opponent says. Disagree with them, right? Just on principle. And then weasel your way out of it, right? Weasel your way out, and is she gonna do that? She's gonna shift the goalpost that bad. I'm almost certain she's gonna shift the goalpost. That's not what I said. Oh, it can be. Here's how it can be. And then try to justify your position in some way. And then I act as if the other person's at fault for not being able to understand your position, when really your position is just freaking stupid.
A pragmatism is often.
How?
Pragmatism. Schools of fish. She's discussing schools of philosophy. Oh boy, schools of philosophy are not objectively true and real, honey. You're talking about thoughts, feelings, ideas, ideals, perceptions, thought processes, observations put on paper. Well, it's on paper! The paper's real! Oh boy. But the book is real. The book is real, the paper's real, the words on it are real. But philosophy itself is of the mind. It's not a noun, you idiot. It's an action. It's a verb. Philosophy is a tool of the mind. It's how you employ the mind. Use the mind to understand the world. That's what philosophy is. It's not a freaking book with some words in it, you fucking moron, you. You're so fucking stupid. Oh, my head's about to explode. Oh, God.
Pragmatism?
Yeah, how's
it's often
it
interested in like material effects.
That's not material. That's
so,
oh my God. So because the philosophy school I'm speaking of discusses pragmatism, pragmatic things in the material world, that makes it material. What the hell are you talking about? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Just saying what it's
I am so sorry.
That was on purpose. She spilled that on purpose. He was putting her feet to the fire. So she spilled that. Buy herself some time. Distract. Divert.
Party foul.
Give her some time to come up with some clever rejoinder. Or shift the goalpost. Change the discussion. Change the focus. Yeah, come up with some kind of justifier, justification that can't exist under Agrippa's trilemma, by the way. Not in any real valid way. But anyway, continue.
You were so sweet to remind me, and then I destroyed your tech.
Yikes.
Did we get all the tech out of the way?
Can we get paper towels? Yeah, just pass them to Kyla there. A little spillage, it's okay. Here, no, it's all good. I'll take care of it. You guys continue with the debate. It's all.
By the way, is this guy broad married? Doesn't she have an OnlyFans? Isn't this an OF broad, or she had an OF at one time? Is she married? Who would marry this broad? Who could tolerate this chick? Oh my God, everything would be like an argument. Everything would be a competition. Everything would be a back and forth. Everything would be a disagreement. Oh, could you imagine living with this chick? Oh, I wouldn't want to.
All good, don't worry about it.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
Let's get on your stream deck first, though, so it doesn't get any wet.
Yeah.
And while she's doing all of this, she's trying to come up with a response, some kind of reply that will not make her look so freaking stupid, like saying philosophy is materialistic and objectively real.
Yeah. Here, let me take care of it, though. You guys can continue on with the conversation. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm so sorry about
it's
that.
Okay.
Is that what this is? Is this a conversation? Oh, geez. All right. Let's keep going. We're almost done.
I'll continue.
So,
when I knocked that over, did that happen materially, or did we just all assume that it happened?
Is that what you're arguing a point he never made, you friggin' moron, you. So she did what I said she was going to do. She shifted the goalpost. She changed the argument. And by the way, did that happen? Gee, I don't know. I mean, maybe. Maybe not. You're a solipsist? No. We're all just brains and vats, and everything is just a, simulation.
Well, I would say that happened in material reality.
Oh, and so how do we think about that? Like, how do we decide that actually it fell because of gravity versus, like, God trying to push it down?
We would probably run an experiment or something like
that.
Yeah,
this. We would use, like, reason and logic to build up a belief system.
Science. So you're saying because you have science, which also, so what? It, that also suffers from infinite regress. Tautology also has axiomatic problems. And it would also suffer from one of those three issues. Infinite regress, axiomatic, tautological, argumentation, right? Jesus Christ. I mean, what are we doing here? I don't get it, man. I don't know what this brought. All right, let's get this done.
Well, the thing is, though, is like, that wouldn't make philosophy material.
So not all of philosophy, like the art of loving wisdom, isn't material.
So I'm going to define it. It's not the art of loving wisdom. What are you talking about? Oh, she's so dumb. She's just talking about straight up. Well, this is the Latin word, and this is the definition of that word. No, it's not the art of loving wisdom. She's so stupid.
But it commentates on materialism.
Yeah, but
all the
time. You just said it was material.
Well, parts of it can be material, yeah.
Which parts?
The part that is your brain thinking about things.
That's not philosophy. See how she's going to try to justify? Well, see, this is what I meant. I didn't mean that philosophy was like, you know, a stone or this chair or this microphone that I've got my hands on. See, that's not what I meant. See, I said something because the thing I said, the reason I said it was because it was the exact opposite, directly oppositional to what you said, you see, because that's what destiny taught me to do. And then later on, I spilled a drink and I bought myself some breathing room. And then I came up with this stupid argument with that. And then I came up with this justification. And then I, you see, shifted things and said that what I actually meant was that the brain, you see, forms philosophy, does philosophy, which makes it a verb, not a noun, you pinhead. So it's not the brain anyway. See, I told you exactly what she was going to do. Broad is so transparent.
No. Is your brain not material?
Okay, so is the...
But philosophy is not material. Philosophy is a thing you do with your brain. Yeah? It's an action. It's not a noun, it's a verb. Idiot!
Do I have this conversation if I didn't have a brain?
Is philosophy itself material? Or is
no.
The brain material?
The brain's material.
She just said no. So you just contradicted yourself.
Material.
Okay, so then...
This broad has how many followers? Oh, geez.
Not the philosophy again.
I don't know why you think that this is a dunk.
It is a dunk. He didn't say it was a dunk. You know it's a dunk, though. But, you know, you want to deny reality, which you don't. We believe in anyway, not in any objective sense in regards to observable fact claims. Observation in and of itself is infinitely regressive, so, you know.
I said philosophy can engage in the material, of course.
That's not what you said. Viewers, is that what she said? No.
But you said...
And then I said, for example, said one of the material. Schools is pragmatism.
Yeah, but that's not material.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not material. Just because something talks about material things doesn't make it that thing, right? I can talk about cars. Right? Cars are actually real and it exists, but that doesn't make my words cars or my thoughts cars or my brain a car. You stupid idiot, you. Okay. Let's continue, shall we?
Sure, okay.
Okay.
You win.
That's all.
You're so smart, Andrew. You got me.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you got yourself, honey, because you're so stupid.
No, hey, you're way better at this than me. Help me.
We got to define what it is she's doing. Being stupid, actually equivocating, shifting the goalpost, distraction, muddying the waters. Yeah, she's definitely better at that. I'll agree.
Out though, I'm actually fine kind of staying right here.
So you accept that your belief system is just as unjustifiable?
Oh, sure.
Will you say just as unjustifiable as your own? Or are you going to do that weird thing where you project out on other people but won't admit that it's just as unjustifiable as yours? Or are you going to say other people? Let's see what she says.
Especially for the purpose of this conversation.
Actually? No, not for the purpose of this conversation. Don't be like bad faith and
that's
presume
not bad
things.
Faith.
It is bad faith to presume.
Bad
do not,
faith.
Do not
not presuming anything. What are you talking about? She doesn't know what words mean. She just uses them willy-nilly.
Report to me that you believe in things that you don't believe. That is definitionally bad faith.
How?
So she didn't even say herself. She didn't even say other people.
By self-delusion or self-deception or, in this case, explicit deception, saying, yeah, I believe this. And it's like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You literally don't.
Got it.
Or do you?
Do I what?
Do you believe that Agrippa's trilemma means at all?
You convinced me.
Okay, so now I don't know what to do with this. I guess falling into snark is your way of solving your bad philosophy.
How am I falling into some snark?
Because you are either being genuine.
You convinced me.
And rude.
You convinced me all moral foundations are completely unjustified. And since all moral foundations are completely unjustified, any facts we build off of those are not going to be justified.
Well, they're not going to be axiomatically justified, but they can be reasonable and coherent.
But they're not justified, so who cares? I mean, if the premise is false, it doesn't matter what kind of logic you build on said premise, because also the logic can be coherent, but it then falls apart and is irrelevant because it's based upon a false premise. And you're saying all premises are just unjustifiable. So who cares? Who cares if it's logical or reasonably coherent? Oh, my God. Oh, okay, that's enough.
So? They're still unjustified.
Yeah, but we seem to, like, value these things that seems to produce good outcomes.
Yeah, but you couldn't...
Could you define good outcomes?
Never
society?
Say we seem. It seems to me like that men could collectivize and just beat shit out of women, stuff them in cages too. That seems to me like a possibility.
Sure, the issue is that
there's
other men wouldn't like that because men aren't a class.
A lot of men would love it. They did it for years. Half the world enslaves half the women.
Well, men, no such thing as class, right? How do you justify that? What's class? Is that justifiable? No. I'm done. It's enough. I can't take no more, okay? My brain is tired. So there you go. That is Female Destiny. Calls herself not so erudite, which she definitely is not erudite. Don't know if she realizes what a cell phone her name actually is. It's 100% apropos. She says it like it's not true, like it's a fat guy calls himself tiny. No, sweetheart. You are definitely not erudite at all. But let me know what you think. Is she a special genius? Is she a secret genius? Is she, Aristotle reborn? Socrates reincarnated? Ayn Rand reincarnated? Or is she just a moron that's high off of huffing her own farts? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already. And please consider making a donation, leaving a super chat, or joining my Patreon or something like that. I'd really appreciate it. You'll find all that in the description. And subscribe, leave a comment. Here, it's good for the algo. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.